the Danes are the first country in the world to introduce a fat tax. They've put a price on fat. Their tax is going to affect saturated fats with 2.3% worth of fat in their food. Nadia joins me on the phone from Denmark. Nadia, I don't think of Denmark as an overweight place compared to Australia and the US, where we've got a really big obesity problem here. Why is the government introducing this tax?
Well, I don't know. Like, compared to, I've been travelling in Australia as well, and I didn't feel that Denmark had that high an obesity rate compared to Australia. I think, however, it's going up right now, so I think that the government is trying to, like, prevent that maybe. Right now, Denmark is a pretty healthy place compared to a lot of other countries.
Yeah, that's what I thought. When I think of Denmark, I think of, you know, healthy, you know, Scandinavia, very thin and attractive, and, you know, like, I think there's a few, you know.
Well, I think of Denmark as a healthy country. Yeah.
So, do you think this will really affect people and what they buy?
Well, I don't know. Like, people buy butter, and butter is, like, pretty common. Everyone needs butter at some point, and that's going to be, like, increased with about 3 kronas. So that's, I don't know, half an Australian dollar maybe. But I don't know, like, there is a Danish dish called patty shells, and that's pretty, like, popular in Denmark. But apparently there was, like, a big news article that people would buy supplies to make that dish and put it in the freezer and the pantry just so they could make it, because there's so much grease in it that would actually be more expensive to make.
Because you've been to Australia, and, like, comparing, like, the price of our food to Danish food, the cost of living in Denmark's already fairly high. Can you make any sort of comparisons, like, from when you were in Australia? Did you go, oh,
Well, I actually think that it's pretty much the same price level. And when we talk about, like, right now I might be going to Australia next year and live there for half a year, and I'm just, everyone says that it's price level on food is pretty much the same compared to, like, Denmark and Australia.
Oh, okay.
Because you got a pretty high price level as well.
Thanks so much for your time, Nadia. That's Nadia. She is in Denmark just having a chat to me about how the Danes are reacting to the fat tax. It's a great little tagline, isn't it? Fat tax, like the carbon tax. We thought it was bad carbon tax. They've got the fat tax.